This is a paid advertisement from BetterHelp. 30. It's hard to believe. Another year is over. Doesn't every January feel like a fresh notebook? 365 blank pages just waiting to be filled. Maybe this is the year for a big plot twist. Or maybe there's a chapter in your life that you've been waiting to rewrite. What do you want your 2025 story to be?
Here's the thing, Calvin. It isn't about making resolutions that are in the bin by February. It's about taking control and becoming the author of your own story. And therapy can help you do that.
Spot on. Therapy can be a game changer in so many ways. It helps you build positive coping skills, figure out how to set healthy boundaries, and really helps you become the best version of yourself. And it's not just for people with major trauma. It's for anyone who wants to work on themselves and navigate life a little better.
Exactly. So why not write the next chapter with BetterHelp? With over 5,000 therapists, BetterHelp connects you to mental health professionals with expertise in a wide variety of areas. Write your story with BetterHelp.
And here's the thing, our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/bollocks. That's betterhelp.com/bollox.
Go Loud. Talking Bollocks with FBT Gyms. Unleash your fitness potential with no contract and full class access. FBTGyms.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
Episode of Talking More Bollocks. What's happening, boys?
Happy 2020.
We're in the new year. I'm off the smokes. I'm doing ultra marathons and that's all me attention. I'm never gonna do it. What's the crack? Any questions, Tom?
Do you remember Sean from Lucan who had the question about cereal? And you put to him the challenge to join the top tier of questioners.
Yes, yeah,
McGinty and Dr. Owen.
Is this his New Year's resolution?
Well, first of all, he said, fuck D1.
Wow.
I like when someone just comes in and lets shots off.
That's very much in response to you saying you hate
Luke. Lucan. I like it. So
Sean follows up. He asks you, is duck seafood?
No.
Yeah. Duck? It's in the water, bro.
It's a bird.
What?
It's a.
Can ducks fly?
Yeah.
Oi.
Yeah.
Bar.
Yeah.
Can they?
They migrate.
They're just birds. Yeah. Ducks are just birds, but.
What?
I thought you had wings, right?
They don't sleep. They don't.
I know. I want to hear this.
What's the one that can't fly and has wings?
An ostrich.
Penguin. An ostrich.
So we have a few of them.
An emu.
I thought ducks were one of them. Boys, why are ducks are always in water than if they can go to Spain? Why are they always in the Phoenix Park pond, bro, when that can fly to Spain?
So it's in the pond. Yeah, in the pond. In the canal. When is it ever near the sea?
Maybe they like the misery.
The misery, did you say? That was it. Biggest top park in Europe. I didn't know they could fly, boys. Yeah, that's a fucking bird.
You didn't know ducks could fly?
No. I didn't know. Sorry, I'm lying. I didn't think they could fly far. I thought ducks were ones that can only like go up a little bit and come back down.
No, they migrate, don't they? Do ducks migrate?
That's geese.
Geese
do, yeah. I think some ducks would.
Didn't know they were big flyers, boys. Thought you were in the water more, aren't
they? Are they seafood?
They're not seafood, but they're not poultry either. Turkey poultry, isn't it?
Boys, duck is fucking top of the
duck thing. Is probably the nicest meat you can have.
Boys, it
it's up there.
Tops.
I wouldn't eat duck for years because I grew up close to the canal. I was like, I'm not eating that. And I went away with work one day. They brought us to a restaurant where it's a delicacy. And I was like, oh, fuck, I'm going to have to order it. And the man goes, how do you want it cooked? I thought it was like chicken. I thought it was going to come out, John, like wee piece of meat.
What you say, medium rare?
Yeah.
On a duck?
Yeah, a fillet came out like beef and it was unbelievable. Sensation. Now I get it everywhere I go. If I see duck on the menu, I'm getting it.
Yeah, it's top spice. Do you know where it's even nice? Elva curry.
Duck pancakes.
Mate.
Duck spring rolls. Get duck in a curry.
And you dip it into the little yolk. What's that, satay sauce or something?
Soy sauce.
Soy sauce. Yeah. Ah, manners.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like where the duck around.
Is it.
Sorry, is.
Pokey poultry.
Yeah, any bird that's raised for its meat is poultry.
Duck counts as poultry then?
If it's raised to be eaten, yeah.
Yeah, well there you go. So it's not seafood. For I thought it had to be a white meat to be poultry because turkey and chicken are wee. Is goose wee? Probably.
I don't know. So you're saying it's not seafood?
It's not
you said it was seafood.
I'm sticking with seafood.
Because it's in the water.
Just because it's in the pond up in the Fenian all the time.
So are rocks though. Just
valid point. No, listen, I get your analogy.
Mm.
Is that the right word?
Yeah. Anyway, just while you were talking there, I looked up duck facts. It's not as good as crows.
Do you know, Harper's a big fan. You know, she's a big fan of ducks.
A boring bird. Sorry,
she's a big fan of them. She wants me to get her a pet duck.
Now that I get behind. I can get behind.
Yeah.
I
don't see why you can't. But what
people have turtles and tarantulas in their gifts.
Do you know what, actually? Hang on for a second. You know when you see ducks in films?
Yeah.
They're always white. But when you see ducks in Ireland,
they're yellow.
With the green head.
Yeah.
Like there's one by it own.
Because they're different breeds of duck.
Yeah, that's a mad one, isn't it, when you think about it?
The white one's, I presume, much more prevalent in America.
Yeah, but they're the ones when you think of a duck farm, they're the ones you think of. Whereas when I think of a duck, you're thinking of the brown body, the little collar. Do you only have like the white collar?
Like a breeze going around the phenom.
Yeah.
Yeah,
less than people with their presence.
Little fire don't neck on it.
Yeah.
Little creep. Go back in the water or fly or something. Do something like
that. Well, it can't be seafood. They don't live in the sea.
I'm gonna stick. Well, you only ever seen a duck in water, never seen a duck flying.
They don't go under the water, don't live under the water.
No, they just sit on it, yeah.
They just wash their head under the water, that's it.
Dip their heads in.
Yeah. Sean, come here. You should make a New Year's resolution. One, to get into the top two of the Talking Bollocks question contributors, and two, get the fuck out of Lucan.
Ooh. Whoa, whoa. Just a little more.
This is a paid advertisement from BetterHelp. 30. It's hard to believe. Another year is over. Doesn't every January feel like a fresh notebook? 365 blank pages just waiting to be filled. Maybe this is the year for a big plot twist. Or maybe there's a chapter in your life that you've been waiting to rewrite. What do you want your 2025 story to be?
Here's the thing, Calvin. It isn't about making resolutions that are in the bin by February. It's about taking control and becoming the author of your own story. And therapy can help you do that.
Spot on. Therapy can be a game changer in so many ways. It helps you build positive coping skills, figure out how to set healthy boundaries, and really helps you become the best version of yourself. And it's not just for people with major trauma. It's for anyone who wants to work on themselves and navigate life a little better.
Exactly. So why not write the next chapter with BetterHelp? With over 5,000 therapists, BetterHelp connects you to mental health professionals with expertise in a wide variety of areas. Write your story with BetterHelp.
And here's the thing. Our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/bollocks. That's betterhelp.com/bollox.
Joe from Kildare wants to know.
It's not Joe McGuckin, I'm happy.
Would you rather be really scared or really embarrassed?
Really scared. Oh, I don't know, when you got a bad fright, boys. Do you ever get chased?
Do you ever get so embarrassed that it's scary?
Yeah.
Do you ever get so scared that it's embarrassing? Yeah, when you get chased and you're pounding.
Oh. Me and one of the boys years ago when we were kids. So when I say kids, I mean like we were old enough to know better. But we filled the football with rocks.
Yeah.
And this fella was a delivery driver.
Yeah.
And we asked him to kick the ball up to us. And he kicked it and fell. But he chased us for over 2 hours, yeah. Boys. That's probably still the most scared I've ever been in my life.
Yeah, boys.
It was horrific. Did you ever do that on? Fill the football with rocks?
No.
No.
You know what we're talking about though, don't you?
Yeah.
You know,
busted football.
Yeah.
You'd fill it with rocks like, and you'd ask someone to pass you, so you go up to the top of the road and you say, "Hey, I missed that. Kick that up."
You're coming in here reusing material you use with Darren Gary.
We use on this podcast on like episode 6.
Yeah, we've told these stories early.
Okay, go on.
All right, forget it. Go on. Next question.
We jumped a taxi years ago and your man chased us for
and got a fly.
And I was like, mate, it's actually gone past the point of being funny.
Yeah, when they won't
just accept
when they don't stop.
Yeah.
That's where I was getting at. And this fella chased us for
2 hours. Because
you
can't see a finish line. You're like, I'm actually getting a bit tired now. I don't know how much longer I can keep running.
Yeah.
How much longer can you keep chasing me?
Yeah.
So I think, but then how do you weigh that up with being embarrassed?
When you kick a pot and fall, that's bad. I was under the case.
I think I'd take the being scared, yeah. Fuck it. Because when you cringe, you go in, don't you? You can feel yourself internally crumbling. Any more questions? Sorry, Al.
McGinty.
Oh my God, it's been a while,
it's
bro.
A long time. Yeah. It's been a long time.
It's been a while.
Is he alright?
He's good.
McGinty.
Hope you had a good Christmas.
Is he alright? McGinty, let us know if you're all right. In the next one, I know this is going to be just a straightforward, great question. Tell us how you're getting on, will you, bro? How's the kids and the family and everyone? Just tell
us how you're getting on. It's anti-combed. Any New Year's resolutions?
Yeah, fill us in, McGinty.
McGinty wants to know, if you had to nominate two of your past guests to go into the jungle in I'm a Celebrity, get me out of here, who would you pick?
Half them. No, I have one. I'm going Roddy Collins.
Yeah, you have to. That's box office.
That's box office, right? Yeah, Roddy Collins. And then I want to hurt someone. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, no, I don't mean that. I want to send someone in like...
Who's going to suffer?
Yeah, that I like though. Do you get me? Like Ryan Hennessy or something. I'm like, all the henna in there eating kangaroo balls.
Nice as well you live on me. And I want to see him suffer.
Yeah, just shut a crack though. Do you get me? Ryan's a good bloke. Yeah, I'm going to send Roddy Collins and Ryan Hennessy in probably.
Okay, Calvin?
Oh, I think that's a good mix of people.
Yeah, it's hard to top. It's hard to top Roddy Collins. I think Roddy Collins has to, like, it's a non-negotiable. I feel bad sending Heno in now. Heno's not going in, Terry.
No.
We substitute Heno out and we'll pull.
I just think he'd struggle in there. I think it'd be funny. Be good
yeah,
to watch.
Yeah, of course. They all struggle, don't they?
Mm.
Who else are we sending in? We could send him a Gustavella in just for being a tick.
We're very harsh on him.
I think it's warranted. No. Who could we send in? I'm actually scrolling through them here. Brian McFadden and Roddy Collins.
I'm going to go Roddy Collins and Katrina O'Sullivan. Just for Katrina to suffer in there as well, yeah. In there and eat them tarantula legs. Yeah.
I say it's poxy going on that because, do you know you get nominated to do the yoke and it's like, get in that box there with only a head sticking in it and you can't touch, like, you know where, like, it's just a head in the box, you can't touch it and it's just like filled full of cockroaches and all and you're like, ugh.
I see but one got stuck in one that is.
All crawling up the nostrils and all. But if you don't do that, you don't get fed.
Ah, bollocks. You know what I mean? They would have bleeding no harm.
Imagine Roddy and they'll be fucking
comical.
Just walking around, everyone trying to go to sleep and all. Come out, I tell you. Oh, Roddy, please, just go to sleep, will you?
We got an email with, this is a while ago, I missed that when I came in, but I've just spotted it there again. The subject line is, there's not only one. And the body of the email is just all caps, Carlo. That ring a bell, Terry?
Mm-mm.
You said there has to be only one Carlo in all of Ireland.
Yeah.
We've just had another Carlo email us.
This is from a Carlo?
Yes.
This is Carlo, the security guard. I know him. What are the Carlos listening on? I know Carlo listens. Yeah. That's you, brother.
Okay. Sarah from Clondalkin was on and she said she's really enjoying the podcast lately. It's helping her a lot lately because she's just had brain surgery.
You said that with a bit of humour. She said she's really enjoying the podcast. And yeah.
You missed the important bit of that sentence.
Yeah.
Poor Sarah's just had brain surgery.
And I wish her a speedy recovery.
She hasn't been able to go out and socialise, so she's spent a lot more time listening. Now, Sarah sent us a couple of weeks ago, we missed it, so hopefully.
Sure, look, we hope you get well soon and recover well and thanks for listening. I'm not sure it's going to be very good for your brain though.
I'm glad
listening
you enjoyed
to us.
No.
Fuck me, man.
Go back and listen to the neuro specialist.
Sabina.
Go back and listen to Sabrina Brennan.
Sabina Brennan.
There you go.
Sarah has a question for her. She, her boyfriend saw it on TikTok and it completely rattled him. So she's been getting great enjoyment from it. It's a weird one, but we'll allow it. Would you rather have a really long piss of all the urine you're ever going to urinate in your entire life in the one sitting? Or would you rather... Basically, would rather do the rest of the poo for the rest of your life in one sitting. She says you should take into account if you pee around an average of a litre each day.
Yeah. You actually don't piss. You'd be surprised. Do you ever have to give a urine sample?
Yeah.
Think about it.
What about it?
You realise how little you actually piss.
I piss a lot.
Yeah, but you might piss, like, say, a litre or just over, like, on average. Mm. Like, whereas, like, I do be pissing. I'm like, I'm definitely pissing about 2 litres. Yeah, you're actually not pissing that much.
Oh, I do a lot, boy. I drink a lot of water, do you get me? Like, I drank a whole litre, 1.5 of water in 20 minutes this morning because I thought I wasn't well. So I was like, get that water into me.
So hang on, is
and
she
I haven't
saying
stopped.
All the piss that you're ever going to piss in one sitting or all the shit you're ever going to show you in one sitting?
Either or, yep.
You're taking the piss.
Yeah, of course. Imagine your legs.
Your legs will be dead.
How are you going to stand up for weeks on end?
Well, it has to be. You can stand. You can lie down.
Yeah.
Your piss.
Yeah. I would take the piss. Imagine. You obviously have. Have you ever sat down and had a shite that longer than you were expected? You're watching something or you're scrolling something. You stand up and the pins and needles kick in. You're like, I'm not spending too long there.
Yeah. And you have to, before you walk, you have to just stand.
Yeah. You get the blood flow. Yeah.
You just stand there for about 5 minutes.
And then you cop on. Do you know what? Like, I actually stopped shiting 25 minutes ago. I was just sitting there now.
There's a lot of sharting and shiting on this podcast lately.
I blame TikTok.
Yeah, same.
I got sent one with the sharting and shiting and she's at the old boyfriend's at the sent an order. So, and we have less of that, please. But we're taking the piss. Pun intended.
Right. Craig from Donamead wants to know, would you rather always have stones in your shoes or crumbs in the bed?
Oh, go. It has to be Stones and the Shows. Has to be. Oh, crumbs in the bed.
Could be the hardest question ever sent in here. That's worse than the cereal one.
Crumbs in the bed has to be the biggest crime of all time.
Did you ever try wipe crumbs out of bed and like you're wiping them, but they're kind of just bouncing up and not actually going anywhere?
They're dancing, looking at you. Yeah. Not get me off the bed.
It's like they're doing a skipping rope.
Yeah.
With your hand.
No.
They're just jumping.
No.
How is that possible?
Yeah. Ah, boys, it's
a stone in the shoe.
No, bad stone in the shoe, but on the heel.
Have you ever took your runner off to shake the stone out and you put it back on and it's still in it? Has that never happened? Do you know, you feel something, you're running, you're like, what the fuck? So you take her off and you give her a little shake and you put her back on, it's still there.
Think about renting your runner. Nah, crumbs in the bed's bad, though.
Yeah. I think the crumbs in the bed is the worst one because that's why that's the saying.
It could be the worst.
I wouldn't kick them out of bed for eating or whatever.
Could be the worst thing out there.
Yeah.
Like, if you could pick out and annoy me the most.
You're putting crumbs in the bed.
I'd say crumbs in the bed, do I?
What about hairs in your collar after getting your hair cut?
I'm not too bad on that. You don't like that a lot. I'm not too bad on it. Remember you were saying on a bonus episode you hate it, it'd just be everywhere and all.
Was it not, would you rather have it forever or not have something else? And I said I'd rather take the other one. I can't remember what it was.
Can't remember anyways, but no, that doesn't really...
No, I don't know. But anyways, that's not comparable with the crumbs in the bed. Because the state you do be in trying to get into bed, you just want to fucking go to sleep. And that's the one thing that's irritating you. And it's just like unavoidable. No matter what you do, it's just permanent. You need to heal for the bed.
I agree.
I want someone to actually tell me how the fuck are you brushing crumbs out of bed and they still wind up back where you started. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Like you're literally brushing
and, they
go nowhere.
Yeah, they just dance on the bed.
And I wouldn't mind, you can hear crumbs hitting the floor. So you're like, yeah, that's all them gone. And then you get back in, did you? Digging into your back. Your back is like a dartboard.
Yeah.
Another thing is, just don't eat in the bed. Let's just stop doing that.
I was just about to say, God love Amy if she ate in the bed now.
Now,
so I should be hearing about
a little midnight snack.
Not in the bed, Terry.
Oh, and don't mind a little yogurt or a little bar of chocolate.
In the bed?
If there's a package of clips or
eating yogurts in the bed.
You know he's eating yogurts in the bed.
Listen
to me, I'm a cunt.
It's out of milk all over your pillow.
Cunt for the yogurt, boys. Love a yogurt.
Hey, for little pillows.
What are they? The ones where you pour it in from?
In the corner, the Mullah corner.
Ah, Mullah corner, boys. In bed, Brooklyn 99 on the telly. Melon it. Love it.
They're banging.
Oh, mate. I'm a cunt every night, two yogurts.
And I'm on about like the one, not the one with the fruit, the one with the chocolate pieces.
Oh, little boys. Black and yellow balls.
I go down to my mask after she just have a fridge stocked full of them and I do trade them down the hatch. Good luck.
Man,
gone.
Fast, yeah. Little banana one with the little brown cornflakes.
They are sensational. They are. Oh.
They're the perfect midnight snack for me.
But you're eating those. The tiny little balls, you're eating them in bed.
Yeah, but there's no risk with them. I wouldn't let one of them fall. Not a hope. I'd suck them back up with everything down. Straight back up.
Licking the lid and all in the bed.
100%, bro. 100%. Let the dog have a lick of the lid, though. I take the first lick and then I go on, Cusie. She likes that lick.
They do. The dogs love it.
A little lick of the yogurt, yeah.
Come out, they could be top tier food as well.
Yeah.
Yorkshire puddings and Mullah corners are on par. We could be onto something. A chip of that sells cereal, Mullah corners and Yorkshire puddings.
Just them three on the menu.
Yeah. And which one is your favourite? What yogurt do you want? Do you want the strawberry one, the apple one, the banana one?
Nah, you're not putting all them in it. Only the chocolate balls.
That's it?
Yeah, man. You're not putting fruit in the chipper.
No, the yogurt itself. And then you have the chocolate balls that go into it. Because you can get the one with just the yellow balls and the strawberry yogurt.
Yeah.
And then you can get the banana yogurt with the chocolate balls.
So are you keeping the cereal?
Yeah, an old bowl of Rice Krispies.
Well, like this, the yogurts are not cereal.
No.
Nah, mix it up.
They're the three things you can get. You can get cereal,
okay,
Mullah corners, or Yorkshire puddings.
We talk,
I don't know why it's a chipper.
One more time in this podcast, I'm done with it. I'll walk away from the whole thing. I won't say that, please God.
Yeah.
Please God.
I going to what's your favourite breakfast?
But anyways, I'm thinking the stone in the runner.
Okay. You happy with that?
Yeah, I'm agreeing, yeah.
Okay, thanks very much.
Back to the point of like, that should have been a 20-second question. I think we started that at about 8 o'clock.
Got carried away.
That's it.
Happy New Year. That's it for this week's episode of Talking More Bollocks. The usual, send everything to talkingbollocks@goloudnow.com. That's New Year's resolutions, any dilemmas, any zingers, anything that's going on in your life. Send her in and we'll answer that. Take us out, man.
Boom.
Talking Bollocks with FBT Gyms. Unleash your potential at FBT Gyms, where strength meets community. FBTGyms.ie.
Go loud. Sounds better with us.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your weight in it now. Fill your body up. Walk it hard and low. When you finish that.
The hip knocker.
This is a paid advertisement from BetterHelp. 30. It's hard to believe. Another year is over. Doesn't every January feel like a fresh notebook? 365 blank pages just waiting to be filled. Maybe this is the year for a big plot twist. Or maybe there's a chapter in your life that you've been waiting to rewrite. What do you want your 2025 story to be?
Here's the thing, Calvin. It isn't about making resolutions that are in the bin by February. It's about taking control and becoming the author of your own story. And therapy can help you do that.
Spot on. Therapy can be a game changer in so many ways. It helps you build positive coping skills, figure out how to set healthy boundaries, and really helps you become the best version of yourself. And it's not just for people with major trauma. It's for anyone who wants to work on themselves and navigate life a little better.
Exactly. So why not write the next chapter with BetterHelp? With over 5,000 therapists, BetterHelp connects you to mental health professionals with expertise in a wide variety of areas. Write your story with BetterHelp.
And here's the thing. Our listeners get 10% off the first month at betterhelp.com/bollocks. That's better, HELP.com/BOLLOX.